to a brand new episode of the 3 Dot Podcast. This is Brian with a silent E.
This is Alex.
This is Deke. That is the first time you went before me.
I know.
You are usually the last one.
We're doing different things in season three,
I'm a little
guys.
Under the weather. We have a guest, though.
We do have a very special guest today. This guy is a local producer. He's been a phenomenal performer. He's a musician as well.
He's everything to me.
He's everything that you dream to be when you want to grow up.
When you grow up, think about a lot of things.
As an artist.
And that's him.
But I'm going to let him speak for himself and introduce himself. This is, what do we got here?
What's up? I consider myself a filmmaker now.
That's right. He's also a filmmaker. Yeah. He's a podcaster now, guys.
Oh, yeah.
He's a renaissance man over here. Look at this.
I might need to get like a few more episodes under my belt before I consider myself a podcaster.
Okay.
Nice. But it's getting there.
Some people listening are going to already recognize your voice.
Give a shout out. What's your podcast?
Yeah. My podcast is Hella Moded.
You could go to
hellamoded.com and get all the links to there. We got our SoundCloud link. We got our iTunes link, and then my co-host is Bong, who can't be here for our episode.
You haven't even introduced
yourself.
Oh, yeah. Shit, dude. Oh, damn, can I cuss?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Absolute fucking movie.
All right, cool. I'm a filmmaker, I guess, now, which is pretty crazy because I've been around. Like, I've done music, and I realized that, like, I think what I was best at was filmmaking, I wanted to stick with that. So that's what my focus has been on. And now this new podcast, too. But, I mean, it doesn't get in the way with filmmaking at all.
He still hasn't introduced himself.
I thought you said my name already.
No, my name is
P-Mac.
There you go. But you know what? I bet you people already figured it out by then, by the time you entered the mic. But yes, guys, we have P-Man.
That was the longest intro we've had.
Oh, shit.
Longest intro for a man with, we don't even, no introduction.
I know, right?
But we brought him on the show today, guys. We got a funny topic today. Alex, could you please introduce, what is the title of the show?
Well, the title of the show is The 8 Mile Moment.
Only reason you got that one shot?
Yeah. Well, first off, when we first met Patrick, or P-Mac,
Whichever.
Yeah. Well, I met you as Patrick. That's why you always say it once
in a while.
I met
him as P-Mac.
I'll just go P-Mac so everyone knows you as P-Mac. Mm-hmm. So with P-Mac, when I first met him, actually I met him at my old job at a sign shop, and he wanted some stickers, and then I found out that he raps. And so
this was
way back when I was working.
Guys, he's a pretty gosh darn good rapper, man.
Yeah,
he's pretty good.
I still got bars. Like,
of course,
you got bars, dude.
Yeah.
Like, she knows, I'll be freestyling in the car. Still got them bars.
Still good.
Dang.
But the 8 Mile Moment.
The 8 Mile Moment.
What is that? What is the 8 Mile Moment?
Well, it's about rapping, because, you know, we got a special guest who knows who has bars and who can rap.
Yes.
He's a rapper.
He has the bar assortment. So that's when did you think about being a rapper? When did you quickly find out you're not cut out? That's more for us and not for P-Mac.
Mm-hmm.
And how does rap music now compare to what you grew up to? That's what we're going to cover really quick. Okay. So first off, Dave.
First off, Dave, you suck at rapping.
I'm terrible.
Because when we have long road trips, what we tend to do is we play instrumentals in the car. And, you know, our good buddy that we always bring up on the show, Ken and Alex are usually the guys who are on a really consistent flow when they're rapping. And then when it comes to someone like Dave, it's like, listen, yeah.
Check it. Yo.
Just take your time to find his rhymes.
I find my words. And then I remember, like, this is the joke for most of the ride where I was rapping and I rhymed something with a train. And, like, that ended my verse with, like, a chug chug.
Chug a chug. Yeah. He said something about a train, and then he went chugga chugga. And then, hence the nickname Night Train Dave. For about a couple months or so.
Night Train Dave. He's gotten better, though.
Did you ever think about rapping, though, Dave?
No.
At any point of your life?
You ever, like, stop and think, like, I could be a musician at any point?
Actually, hold on.
Here he goes. Let me take a step back.
This is pretty much, I always, like, everyone, you know, dances on their own and whatnot. When you hear a beat in the background, like, I pretend to rap.
What?
like behind closed doors.
PMAC is not amused.
I know.
You mean when you listen to your favorite Kanye?
It's all fun.
I don't discourage anyone from trying anything.
It's terrible though. PMAC. Like
I tried to shoot for the stars.
If you're in the same room I'm in when I'm rapping, you. Oh my god,
it is ugly. It's disgusting.
It hurts. Like you'll hear it. You'll walk right out of the room. I can clear a concert hall instantly. I just walk in the building. Lay out.
You're the
two
one
words.
Guy in the talent show where everybody was hyped up, and then at the end it's like, "All right, Dave."
I can hype the shit out of it though. Hype up the
so
yo, check it.
You do better at being Lil Jon than the whole East Side Boys.
Yeah, that's exactly.
What about you, Bri? When did you?
I have a story, and again, we're going back to high school, which most of my stories have come in our show. And PMAC, he might hate me after this. So. In Woodshop, there was this guy.
Okay.
There was a guy named Luis that sat next to me, and he was a rapper. He was, you know, very lyrical, and he's rapping to himself, and he said this line. It goes something like, "My words are a lyrical bullet. If you try me, I'm gonna pull it." And I was like, I was a freshman. He was a sophomore. I was like, "Oh my god, that is so sick!" Right. Later that week, there was a talent show. Right?
No.
There was a talent show for poetry, rapping. For some fucking reason, my friends were like, "Brian, you should." I'm not done yet, right?
Okay.
So they let me go. Like, you should try doing it because you're good with, you know, with open mic. I was like, "Yeah, I'm good with open mic, but I don't rap." But then so they made me do like a spoken word thing. So Luis went that show as well.
Oh no! I already see where this is going.
Luis went up and he killed his performance, but he didn't say the line that he said in Woodshop. And then I was like, huh, he didn't use it. And so Luis didn't even stick around for the show. He left right after the show. So it was my turn to get on stage.
Oh, man.
And I fucking added that line to my spoken word. And that's, you know, the reaction that I got from the crowd. I was like, oh, my God. Yeah, this could be something. And then a teacher comes up to me after class. He goes, Mr. Vanguard. He goes, Brian, I think if you continue doing this, you might – bring yourself somewhere, okay? I want you to think about that very hard. And then my smile was the fakest smile I can give, and that's when I knew I wasn't cut out for this show because I fucking stole a line from somebody and
from a real artiste
toy.
I stole Luis's line, dude, and that was the first and last time I ever tried rapping.
Oh my god,
full on plagiarism. That shit's the worst.
Straight
man.
Up, man.
That's why I told you were gonna hate me after this, bro.
You can't do that in rap for sure. Yeah. I mean, if you're conducting songs, if you're Kanye West or whoever or Drake, you could like get all these people to make a song.
I'm sorry,
you could
Luis.
Get 30 people and craft a song together, but like for people who freestyle or like do spoken word, especially things like that, they really take pride in like what they're saying.
Absolutely.
They're like, oh, I made that shit. So to plagiarize, that shit's all bad.
Damn, bro.
Dang.
That make you feel hella bad.
Look at me, guys. I'm a villain.
You did artistic.
I did. So we know Alex, aka DJ Def Cuts.
Thanks, man.
We know the DJ.
Yeah.
But do we know the rapper?
The rapper.
It started with rapping with Ken and VJ really drunk. We started a while back.
These drunk freestyle sessions.
We just drunk freestyle cypher. We never invited PMAC because obviously
we knew he'd obliterate all of us.
Is this the one you recorded?
There was a lot of nights we recorded.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, I know. if you're ever with Ken, evidence. Just ask him for the evidence. But yeah, I mean, did I ever think I could be a rapper? For a quick second, because
this guy's rhymes, you know, they could be disgusting. It could be very witty, but he has one of the better rhymes between all of us. It's him and Ken, and VJ.
VJ's got good. VJ's rhymes, really mean. He's like a real battle rapper.
I'm the type of rapper you want me just featured.
He goes in and he says like he'll eat you.
Like, he'll say like personal shit.
Yeah, and you're like, dude, that's not even
like,
cool.
Why you gotta bring that up, man?
I thought we were having fun here. I thought we were just joking. Yeah. You gotta bring up something.
I don't like rapping with VJ because VJ goes in for the kill like immediately.
Yeah, he's already reaching like the personal stories. I'm like, fuck this guy, dude.
I did think about it. That's probably the moment when I was just rapping with my friends. But what about you? You know, PMAC, when did you think that it was a good time to
start,
try it?
Man? When did the legend start?
Well, I started rapping in 7th grade. I was in Westboro Middle School. What happened was my homie CJ, he wanted to like freestyle battle me at PE. So I was like, all right, cool, like whatever, like, you know, this is like the point where as a kid you start to like find your own music. Yeah. I feel like before that point everything was like given to me, all the influences were put upon me, but I was never the one actively like searching for something. So at this time College Dropout just came out, and my brother's moping that. I read all the lyrics in the back, and I'm like infatuated with music, you know.
Yeah.
And like especially Kanye West, like I fucking wore two polos like with a collar up.
Yeah.
Like crazy colors too, because I wanted to be Kanye West.
Yeah.
And so I started rapping like around that. And what we did too was we had this reading period in class.
Yeah.
And during the reading period, we would just have to, or we had, it was a writing period too. Mm, uh-huh. So you could either read or write.
And you started just writing your rap.
Yeah. So we were just like freestyle battling, but in notebooks.
Yeah.
And so that was hella cool. Like actually, what was crazy was I would like listen to like Kanye West lines and then switch it up to apply to me. Mm-hmm. I feel like I had bars back then too still. Yeah. Cause there was a line that Kanye said, he was like, oh my God, is that a black card? I turn around and reply, why yes, but I prefer the term African American Express. So I changed that up. Mm-hmm. I was like, this was when flip phones were like hella cool.
Yeah.
So I was like,
yeah. Oh,
they still are, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
I was like, oh my God, is that a flip phone? I turn around and reply, why yes, but I prefer the term Filipino wireless.
Uh-huh.
I was like, that's fucking bars. That's heat for a seventh grader.
Yeah, no. Yeah, absolutely.
If I heard a seventh grader say some shit like that, I'd be like, damn, you're sick.
Yeah, dude, this guy's the next messiah.
Yeah, so I mean, that's when I started, but I never,
that's
like,
when it kicked in for you.
Yeah, I didn't take it like crazy serious until probably like senior year in high school. And then, like, after that, and I started making music.
Yeah.
But then,
see,
yeah,
good,
I progressed.
Good for you, dude, because that was more realistic. If you look at my middle school yearbook, and, you know, for every quote, you're supposed to say what you want to be when you grow up.
Uh-huh.
My shit said I wanted to be the next, this fucker right next to me is going to laugh. I want to be the next Jerry Rice and catch all the touchdowns in the world. Now, I never even
was that,
came.
Was that middle school or high school?
This is middle school.
Okay.
Yes. And that dream never came close to coming true. So it's very encouraging for our listeners to find out that you stuck with music in middle school. You grew with it to high school, and you even grew with it more to, after high school.
Yeah, and even though I'm not like doing it now per se, I'm still like in that business and in that industry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making like music videos. For...
I was actually
a
production assistant
right
for
on,
one of
you.
Them.
Yeah.
And I was
big film.
The funniest thing was we were going down in the Bayview area.
Oh yeah, we're in Sunnydale.
Yeah, and
super hood.
And I was with my best friend Ken, and we were looking at the GPS, and there was a squad mob of gang, like just thugs.
It was literally like 100 people, like all from the hood.
Yeah,
all out there having fun.
Yeah,
like.
And I told Ken, I asked him, I was like, Ken, is that where the GPS ends? I'm looking at the dot where it ends, and I'm looking at them. I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's fucking where we're gonna be at.
So, that shit was crazy.
It was.
Fun. I remember even P-Lo, because so P-Lo kind of set that shit up together.
Oh yeah, right? Yeah.
So, and P-Lo's a rapper that you worked with.
Yeah. Time. So okay. They were shooting a video. Like all those people over there were shooting a video already.
Yeah.
And for our video, we wanted to kind of capture like the essence of like Bay Area culture, especially like these people are like are on the come up, making their own video.
Yeah.
So we wanted to like capture them doing their own thing.
Yeah.
So we did that, and he told me that we're like going to Sunnydale or whatever. Like, I'm cool. Like, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
And then so we go there, and there's like 100 people there. And I asked them like weeks later, like, damn, that was hella crazy. I didn't expect that there was going to be that many people there. He's like, honestly, I didn't know there was going to be that many people there either. So he was like, yeah, I was tripping out. But it was fun. It was a good experience.
It was. It was definitely a good time.
And do you plan on, because we know that you were rapping yourself for a minute. Are you going to bring it back?
Time will tell. I think
you're exploring every spectrum of like as being an artist right now, as a, you know, being a musician now, podcasting, you know, filming.
It's funny when I was starting the podcast, everything came together really easily, like all doing the vocals, all the equipment, like and the videos and all this and marketing and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it all came together like so easily. And I realized like, dude, I've had so much past experience being in like, you know, doing all these different things that
Absolutely.
It's really helped. But as far as rapping goes, there are times where I want to like make new music, but if it's not going to be tight, then I'm not going to put it out.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You know?
So you just do
and
it
I will tell you this. Occasionally, I listen to your first impressions.
Right so on.
I'm just, that's actually the honest truth.
I do have that album still, too.
Yeah. That's how crazy. Our last guest was Pat Cruz.
Okay.
And he was like a big-ass fan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, and he talks about it on the podcast. He was saying like, yeah, I used to check up on the website. Like, and then when it stopped coming out, I was like, fuck, where is he?
That's what a lot of people thought. And then when you came out with your early 2000, everyone's like,
oh, excited. Yeah, I mean, there are times where I want to make music, but.
But again, yeah, if it's not dope, you're not going to put it out.
Yeah.
Which is respectable. Not
gonna put out, like, weak-ass shit.
So when did you realize you were not cut out for it, Dave? Just immediately?
Right off the moment he woke up. The moment I said two lines and I tried making them rhyme.
Yeah.
Didn't work. Nick Nobrega, shout out to that guy. He can vouch for me.
Well, yeah.
He can vouch that I cannot rhyme for anything.
Yeah. Well, there are days where, you know, again, you know, we work in the same space and in early mornings and I'm not having it, I don't have my fucking caffeine yet. Dave just comes at me and he's doing the rapper sway. He's swaying his hips towards me, shrugging his shoulders, acting like he has an invisible mic in his hand. And I just look past him, and I try to walk past by him. I have nothing to do with you, and you're on your fucking rapper high, dude. I don't know where you get it from, but...
Yeah. It's crazy. And speaking about the music now, though, because First Impressions is a classic, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I have that on rotation. I listen to our fellow friend Richie Cunning on rotation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who just, what, toured with Dell?
Del Funk, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, like I have that. But what about music nowadays? What do you think?
Like what we're listening to on the radio?
I mean, like it's crazy how that it is. Like, how does rap, obviously rap and hip hop music compare now to what we used to listen to?
Yeah, well, I know P-Mac and Alex is way more knowledge within the rap game, but from the sounds of it, I can't, you know, till this day, today, I can't, you know, believe that. Mumbling, like a lot of mumbling is allowed on the radio, and you don't understand the piece of shit that you're listening to. Like, what the hell did he just say, dude? Like, what the fuck?
That's true. That is true.
So that's a genre now. Like,
let me ask what PMX expertise on that.
I think it's all fun. Like, music, it's got to feel like cool. Like, you could say like like whatever. It could be gibberish.
Yeah.
But if you feel the connection, if it makes you feel a certain way, happy. Yeah. Makes you want to dance or whatever, then I think it's cool.
Okay.
Like, it's whatever. Like, I mean, there are some times where I do wish that some people would like just have bars and just like go in. But there's music for all occasions. You know what I mean?
I was about to say that. Yeah. There's rappers who do that still.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
But don't you think that it's taken away from the art of rapping? Like,
you
can get away, it can get like double platinum just by going, I mean, probably not that, Dave. I can't rap, dude.
I think it's like a different thing now, though.
It's different. Like, it's not rap. I don't think it's rap anymore. That's what I think. I think it's music, but I don't know what to call it.
I feel like it's more rap, actually.
Really?
In my opinion, it's rap. Like, that's a fucking rapper. Like, Lil Wayne is not a poet. He's a fucking rapper. He said that like in an interview before.
Yeah.
And like these people who are making like these fun like songs that you could dance to, they're like the rappers. But like before it was like the lyricists or like the hip hop guys.
Okay, mm-hmm.
I feel like now it's like
so the term rapper is more like accustomed to what's happening here, and before then there's like lyricists and people who are more poetic.
I mean, everyone's gonna argue like whatever.
Yeah, of course.
Honestly, I like the music of today. I really like it. Honestly, I think right now the music that's coming out is the best music that there's been, in my opinion.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We've been bumping a lot of Rich Chigga.
His voice is crazy.
I know, right? 16 years old. Rich Chigga, if you listening, man.
Shout out to Indonesia.
Dude.
So like, what you call that? One of the most upcoming songs is I like Tory Lanez's Love or whatever. And literally last night, I was there in the car and someone was like, what kind of music is this?
It was me.
Yeah, Brian said that.
The song that I had first heard of Tory, you know, what is he considered? Is a rapper, singer?
I think he's considered a rapper, but he sings
R&B thugness to it.
And he raps.
Yeah, but
he got bars too.
Okay.
Yeah, and he does. He's one of the rappers that I know that he has bars.
And then when I listened to his current song that's hitting the radios now, it had that kind of that Caribbean feel.
Is
that what it was? Yeah,
love. That's the trend in music. And I'm going to tell you right now, like, Drake is the one who's putting that trend on the map.
Exactly, yeah. He
for
is.
Sure.
He is.
So, I mean, the trend, the way that pop music is going is towards dancehall for sure, yeah. Off top.
You hear like, that, the snares and that...
Yeah, that the offbeat. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just that dancehall vibe to it.
Yeah, and so when I heard, you know, when I heard the song, I was like, this guy's Jamaican now. I was like, what's going on, dude?
Yeah, I think especially since he's from Toronto, too, they have like that...
That connection, like, oh, you
that
know.
That influence, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, when Drake put out, what was that mixtape that he had? If you're reading this, it's too late.
Yeah.
And he had, like, all this Jamaican influence. Everybody was like, what the hell is that? But then now it makes sense. Yeah. And now everyone's, like, riding that wave. He came out with, like, Hotline Bling.
Yeah.
And One Dance and, like, all these, Controlla.
Yeah.
Like, all these songs. And then Rihanna had Work. Which is from Party Next Door. He's the writer. And Party Next Door is from Toronto.
Yeah.
So it's like all this Toronto, like, music and musicians, they're pushing that sound right now.
Yeah.
And I think it's pretty sick, like, the way it's going. I really, really fuck with dancehall. It's fun to dance to. Musically, it sounds really good.
Yeah.
And hella people are trying it. Like, I heard fucking, what's his name? Kid Ink. He has, like, a dancehall song. A bunch of freaking rappers have dancehall songs now. That's just, like, the trend. But
are you going to come out with the dancehall song eventually?
if I make good music, if I ever were to try to make music again, and if it were good, and if it happened to be dancehall, then I'll put it out.
Hey.
That's it.
I think that gives us a chance to come out of retirement, Dave. You and I.
No.
Duo.
No.
DMB.
Before you guys,
Buster.
No. Before you guys come out of
the map, baby.
I was never on the map.
We can do this.
Before you guys come out of retirement, I'm gonna end the show.
What?
It's about that time.
Well, P Mac, where can we find your podcast right now?
You can find it at hellamoted.com.
It's called Hellamoted. Okay, yeah, hellamoted.com.
Yeah. Easy to spell. I hope people spell it right.
M-O-D-E-D. Hellamoted. Yeah.
It's not two D's. Well, it's two D's, but it's not double D. MODED.
Hellamoted.com. And you are also on the SoundCloud, correct?
Yeah, we're on SoundCloud. Awesome. We're on iTunes. We're basically everywhere that has podcasting apps.
There you go.
So, yeah, it's lit.
So check out PMac on Hellamoted.com.
Every Tuesday.
There you go. Every Tuesday. And also check
listen
us.
To us there, too. We have an episode there, too. So.
That's right. We'll do a little crossover with Hellamoted. Find us on iTunes and Podomatic. And give us a shout out on Twitter, 3.podcast. This is Brian with a silent E.
This is D Goody.
You see that? You see that? Dave was just waiting for you. He's waiting for you to go second.
Yeah. This is Alex. Thank you for listening to the 3. Podcast, where the conversation does not stop.
Yes, bye. You know it's true, girl. Oh, I love you.